This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ultra-cool shipments of the newly approved coronavirus vaccine rolled out of a Pfizer manufacturing facility in the city of Kalamazoo, Michigan on Sunday. They were transported via rapid air freight for distribution to regional hubs across the United States. The Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Stephen Hahn told CNN on Sunday that distribution is expected as soon as Monday. Healthcare workers and elderly people in long-term care facilities will be the first in line to receive the first round of 2.9 million doses. Senior government officials, including some White House staff, will also have access to the first round of vaccines. They may be inoculated as early as this week. According to news reports, the goal is to prevent further spread of the coronavirus in the White House after multiple events there led to outbreaks. The Trump administration acknowledged on Sunday that several U.S. institutions were hacked on behalf of a foreign government. Experts believe Russia is likely behind the attack on the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments. U.S. media is calling it one of the most sophisticated attacks on U.S. government systems in years. Both the FBI and the cybersecurity arm of the Department of Homeland Security are investigating the breach. There are still a lot of unknowns, including the extent of the intrusion, the motive, and whether other agencies were affected. U.S. National Security Council officials met on Saturday at the White House to discuss the attack. Reports say a sophisticated hacking group stole information related to internet and telecommunications policymaking. Reuters news agency first reported the breach. It said U.S. intelligence officials are concerned that hackers may have used similar means to break into other government agencies besides Treasury. From Washington, you're listening to